PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
We need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check. Oh, girl! Huggy faces by her side. Vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay. Then throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up! From the planet lexicon.
Listen for the words recall and zeal.
Oh, yes, another calm day. And another wild and crazy crime.
Great job, Huggy! You know, Huggy, I can't recall an easier battle with the energy monster. Recall means to remember or to think back about something that already happened. I'm thinking back to all the times we've defeated the energy monster, recalling each event. Recalling. We make a great team, don't we?
Aren't you forgetting something?
You're right! I was playing with such zeal that I almost didn't recall something very, very important.
Yes, you're recalling that...
Dad, I promised my unicorns a bubble bath today! A magical bubble bath.
So it would appear that Becky has forgotten Captain Huggy Face. As I recall, she's done this several times before.
I have to admit, that last time was pretty fun, am I right?
And so, Huggy faces another day completely alone. Wait, you say you got tons of important things to do? Like what? After such an eventful day, Huggy decides to head back home. Wait, there's more? Oh, you're getting a ticket to see tonight's performance of the amazing Pepperini? Your favorite food magician? What a perfect day!
Oh, hello. Hey, where's your superhero friend? Not around today, huh? Normally, I'd blast you with some ketchup. But you know what? Any fan of the amazing Pepperini is a friend of mine. One ticket to the amazing Pepperini, please.
Sorry, the furry guy got the last ticket. We're all sold out.
But I waited in line like I'm supposed to. I should have cheated. How can this be happening to me? Why?
Give me the ticket.
Yeah! Gotta get that ticket. With that word girl around, I might actually win this battle. I can't wait to tell my mom about this.
Ha ha ha!
You can't hide from me. There you are. Hi-ya! What? No. This thing always jams at the worst time.
Yes, it's about time you finally realized that...
To turn off my mini yummy oven?
Really? I mean, I'm having a hard time believing you're not recalling you-know-who.
No, I definitely recall it clearly. The yummy oven is off. La-dee-da, la-la-la-la.
Meanwhile...
Sandwich-making guy. Thank you very much. I'm looking for the monkey who took my ticket to see the amazing Pepperini.
Oh, well, I will pass along the message if I see him.
Not so fast. The pickle trail ends at this house. That monkey must be around here somewhere. Listen up, Captain Huggy Face. I know you can hear me. I need that ticket. Bring the ticket out. Come out, or I'm gonna cover this innocent bystander with ketchup. All right, then, you ask for it. Oh, come on. I can't believe this. My condiment ray is jammed again. Give me a second, please.
Oh, take all the time you need. So, why are you going after Captain Huggy Face with such zeal?
Zeal? What's that mean?
When you have zeal for something, it means you're super excited because you really, really want to do it. For example, you're zealously trying to fix your condiment ray right now.
Everyone's a word girl.
This thing is the worst!
See, when I first...
Yeah, please, enough, all right. I'm trying to do something here. I don't need to talk.
Sorry.
It's fixed. Now get down here, you furry rascal. I'm counting to three. If you don't come out, she gets covered in ketchup. One, two, three. D- There you are. Where's my ticket? I want my ticket.
Give me that. Give me the ticket. That's mine.
Word up.
Yeah.
Stop right there, Chuck.
Not a chance. I've been through an awful lot today to get this ticket. And not even Word Girl is going to stop me from seeing the amazing Pepperini. No! The ticket! It's ruined! Now I can't go to the show! Is it too late for a simple I'm sorry instead of the jail?
Ticket to the Amazing Pepperini got ruined, and I'm really sorry that I left you behind today. But a week ago, when I heard that the Amazing Pepperini was coming to town, I recalled that he's your favorite magician. So I got us two VIP tickets to the Amazing Pepperini! Surprise! Oh, wow. Is he going to make that whole pepperoni pizza disappear? No way! Yeah!
After such a wild and crazy day, I'm guessing Word Girl won't leave Huggy behind anytime soon. I hope you'll recall what a fun episode this was and tune in next time to watch our super duo fight crime with zeal in the next exciting episode of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is...
May I have a word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is apprehend. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Yes? Tell me.
Apprehend means to dress like a pirate, like Captain Tangent in that last scene, or like me this past Halloween. Check it out.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
I did too dress like a pirate.
No, I mean the definition you gave for apprehend is incorrect.
I'm not following.
Yes, Phil!
Apprehend means to capture and take to jail. In all those clips, the police were apprehending the bad guys.
Correct! Congratulations, Phil! You are today's winner! Huggy, show him what he's won! An official Captain Tangent pirate costume! That seems a bit coincidental. Well, that's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I have a word? Word Girl!
Today's featured words are stymie and guidance. It's, sleepy weekday morning. And at the bus stop, everyone is very patiently waiting for the school bus to arrive. Everyone, that is, except for Becky.
Is it just me, or is it taking the bus forever to get here this morning?
Why are you so anxious to get to school? Another vocab quiz today?
Even better. Tomorrow's the bake sale to raise money for the school library.
Wow, that is exciting.
Wait, there's more! After school, my mom and I are going to bake some goodies for the bake sale. She's going to teach me a secret Botsford family recipe. Strawberry cotton candy covered crumpets!
Did you say strawberry cotton candy covered crumpets? Yes!
So that's why you're feeling anxious. Because the sooner the school day is over, the sooner you'll be home baking delicious goodies with your mom.
Exactly. And the only thing that would stymie the process right now is the school bus, which still hasn't shown up.
Well, since I am the narrator, perhaps I can provide some guidance. Ahem. Suddenly, the school bus pulls up.
All aboard!
Wow, thanks.
Hey, Becky Wacky! Over here! Come sit by me!
Sorry, Eileen, but I need to sit by Red Violet today so we can make posters for the bake sale. She'll be at the next stop.
Oh, pretty please, just this once. It's my birthday.
Oh, it would be nice. It is her birthday.
She says every day's her birthday.
Hey, if it were your pretend birthday, you wouldn't want someone to stymie your celebration, would you?
Okay, I'll sit by you. I hope I don't regret this.
This should be good.
Yay, you sat by me! That means you're my bestest, westest friend!
Ugh, listen, if I'm gonna sit here, you're gonna need to stop talking like that.
It's my birthday, so we will talk however I want to talk.
Okay. Just stay cool.
Yay!
Becky, do you know what bestest friends do together?
No. What do?
Everything! So when I say go, we're gonna do everything together. Ready?
Wait, what are we gonna do?
Go!
I don't like the sound of this.
I don't like the sound of this.
Okay, could you maybe stop doing that?
Stop doing that?
Stop copying me, Eileen. Okay, fine. Keep copying me.
Yay, this is fun!
Bob, a little help here? Every time I try to stymie her, she starts turning into the birthday girl.
Don't look at me. I don't want any part of this.
Do something!
Do something!
Violet! I'm so happy you're here!
I'm so happy you're here!
It's so nice to see you, too!
Eileen, won't stop copying me!
Won't stop copying me!
Can you give me some guidance?
Can you give me some...
Guidance. It means to give advice or show someone what to do. Like how I need guidance in figuring out how to make you stop copying me. Or how I never should have listened to the guidance that got me into this mess in the first place.
So sorry.
Thanks, Becky Wecky.
So, Violet, can you help stymie Eileen's copycatting?
So, Violet, can you?
Eileen, you're being rude. Please stop it. Right now.
It's all right, Violet. Let's just wait and see if she stops when we get to school. I mean, there's no way she could copy me the entire day, right?
Not your stop.
You're right. I guess we'll just have to wait to be bestest friends again tomorrow. Bye, Becky Wecky. Don't forget, tomorrow's my birthday.
Oh, good, you're home.
The strawberry cotton candy coated crumpets. Oh, I had such a rough day at school today that I almost forgot.
Well, how about if I teach you the secret Botsford family recipe while you tell me all about it?
That sounds great. And maybe you could give me some guidance, too.
First, you gotta pile. We're making strawberry cotton candy-coated crumpets, not grumpy pie.
Yeah.
That's more like it! Now put the strawberry sugar in that cup of milk in this bowl. I'll stir while you talk.
Okay, well, a girl at school started copying my every word on the bus this morning. And I didn't know how to stymie her, so she just kept doing it all day long.
Oh, that sounds rough, Becky.
And I'm afraid she's going to do it all over again tomorrow.
I see. You know, Becky, copying isn't always a bad thing.
Really?
Take our secret family recipe. It's been passed down a long line of Botsfords and is now being passed on to you!
It's delicious.
And see TJ over there?
Shoom, shoom! You're going straight to jail, evildoer who doesn't know the meanings of lots of cool words.
He's copying Word Girl so he can learn right and wrong. See Bob over there? He's making meatloaf cupcakes with mashed potato frosting.
Ooh, really?
My point is that he's copying us by baking! He wants to get in on the fun, too! You see, copying isn't always a bad thing.
So what should I do if that girl copies me at school again tomorrow?
Well, the best guidance I can give you is to tell your friend how you feel and always be yourself.
Thanks, Mom. I'll remember that tomorrow.
The next morning, everyone is once again waiting for the school bus to arrive.
What is taking the bus so long?
I don't know. Hey, Becky, do you think Eileen's gonna be a big copycatter all day again?
I hope not, but if she tries, I have a plan to stymie her.
Huh? What's that?
It's a book.
I know that. I mean, what's a stymie?
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, stymie means to get in the way of something or try to stop something from happening. Like how reading this book will hopefully stop Eileen from copying me. And how you're stymieing me from getting on the bus because you're standing in front of the door.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, move.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Hey, Becky, come sit by me.
Uh-oh, here we go again.
Always be yourself.
Oh, come on, Becky Wecky. Do something.
Tell your friend how you feel.
Eileen, when you copy me, it makes me feel...
It makes me feel...
Yeah! Oh, that does it! I can't take anymore! Oh, no! What have I done?
It's my boy's pain!
Hey, hey! Kids, can I say something? Please remain seated until the bus has come to a complete stop. Okay, now you can go about your business.
Time to stymie this copycatter once and for all.
Since it's my birthday, I can do what I want.
Hold it right there, birthday girl. You're busted. Get it? Busted, bust. Oh no, the strawberry cotton candy covered crumpets! I'm guessing. They're probably for some kind of bake sale. Whoever made them is probably pretty angry right now. No!
Explain your feelings and always be yourself.
Great guidance, Mom. You know, Eileen, wanting to act like your friends is okay. But you have to give your friends room to be themselves.
Oh, yeah? Then why did my friend Becky get mad at me for copying her this morning?
Because you also have to be true to yourself. She wants you to just be you. I mean, I assume that's what she wants.
Ah! That's the last crumpet! I'll save it for you, Becky! Word girl. Here's your crumpet, Becky Wecky. I'm sorry I ruined all the others.
It's okay, Eileen. I'm just glad you're back to being your normal, much smaller self. The only thing stymieing us now is the fact we only have one crumpet left to sell at the bakery.
What is that?
Cupcakes. Meatloaf cupcakes.
Can I try one? Hey! Unexpectedly delicious!
And so, with Word Girl having stymied the birthday girl from destroying the school bus, and Bob having saved the bake sale with his delicious meatloaf cupcakes, we come to the end of yet another exciting adventure. Sorry, all this talk of crumpets and meatloaf is kind of making me hungry. Thanks, Bob. Well, if you're hungry for more crime-fighting fun and clever wordplay, follow this guidance and join us next time for another episode of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of
May I Have...
have a word!
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Phil, you correctly defined the word apprehend. Ready to play the bonus round?
All right.
Great! Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for apprehend. Okay, give it a shot, Phil.
I think it's number one. It looks like the police are apprehending the amazing rope guy.
That's correct, which means you're our bonus round winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. An official Captain Tangent pirate ship.
How am I supposed to get it home?
No idea. See you next time on...
May I have a word?
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is outrageous. Outrageous is a fun way of saying happy, great, excellent, awesome, amazing, mind-blowing, and well.
My favorite word is dog because I love my dog. And he's very sweet and he doesn't bite me at all. My dog's name is Sunny.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face. Show us what anxious means. That's right. Anxious means to be nervous or worried. Congratulations, Huggy. Anxious. Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKidsGo.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!